He's always been in my life, since the womb. My mom showed me what it was to love him. And now, I've shown my own son.
Hey, baby, can I ask you something?
Mm-hmm.
Who's your favorite singer right now?
Juan Gabriel.
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 In a way, I learned what it felt like to be Mexican through his music.
To me, he means the border, El Paso and Juarez, but more broadly, Mexico and the United States.
As someone who's not born and raised Mexican, he gives me a little bit of that connection because he's just been a part of my life in the background for as long as I can remember.
I learned about the idea of being gay through him.
They loved his music, but I also remember them murmuring, he's gay.
He is the first and biggest representation of gayness during the 70s and 80s and 90s in Mexico. Reaction to him gives you a sign of how reaction to you is going to be.
And now, as I embark on being the first openly queer person in my Mexican family, I'm looking to Juan Gabriel more than ever.
Juanga to me means being true to who you are and not turning down your light, not turning off your light for anyone else.
There are only very, very few artists that come around like Juan Gabriel, like once every 50 years.
Anyone can sing his songs. And so to me, it's just a beautiful outlet for feminine love and rage.
The first time I've experienced pride as a gay Mexican man is what it means to me.
His artistry was now more than iconic. It was legendary.
He was gay in a country where we don't accept them.
What he continues to do is leave that legacy of joy and survival.
This is My Divo from Juarez, a podcast about roots. An Apple original produced by Futuro Studios. Coming soon.